Are you looking for food truck books to read, but you're starting to feel overwhelmed with all the content? Or maybe you're trying to find answers to your questions, but you realize you haven't asked the right questions to get those answers. Well, you're in luck. I wrote the book, Before You Launch a Food Truck, 8 Questions Every Aspiring Food Trucker Should Ask. For the past 5 years, I have been studying the food truck industry and been a diehard food truck customer. And in the process of that, I've learned a lot about what makes a good food truck stand out among the rest. I took 8 of those key concepts and created a book where I could have curbside conversations with each of you about them. What makes this book different is not only that it's digestible and designed to not overwhelm you, but it also propels you into action. You can purchase Before You Launch a Food Truck today at thefoodtruckscholar.com/shop in paperback and ebook format, as well as on Amazon. For every copy purchased, I'm donating a copy to organizations committed to helping formerly incarcerated individuals re-enter society, particularly those that are interested in starting their own food business. So, buy a copy today to help yourself and someone else get rolling and keep trucking. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Food Truck Scholar Podcast. I'm your host, Ariel D. Smith, and I appreciate you for choosing to kick it with me for yet another season. This is the premiere of season 4. Yes, I know people have been saying, yo, it's March. Where's the Food Truck Scholar? What is Ariel doing? What's going on? We ain't heard nothing. I know. I got a lot of updates with you. This is going to be a pretty good family meeting. We're going to have an honest conversation about where I've been, what I got going on, where we're going, and I'm excited to have this talk. But for now, sit back and relax. The season starts now. So I'm just going to start with the question I already know is the first one. Where you been? Okay, so the season 3 ended November 29th. So that was just right after Thanksgiving. What did I do? To be honest with you, I have been going as hard as I can to some degree on my dissertation. So for many of you that have listened to the Food Truck Scholar for a long time, welcome back. For those who are new, welcome. I'm a PhD candidate now that has studied Black-owned food trucks and their experiences in the United States. I started the Food Truck Scholar podcast to create a platform for Black-owned food trucks, and then I expanded to include everyone, but still having a primary focus on Black-owned food trucks because they're the ones that get the least amount of love in a lot of situations. So usually each time we end a season, I go really, really hard on my dissertation. It's not that I don't work on my dissertation at all when the season is going. It's just that that is the time that I can really, really dive in deep. So season 1, you know, we ended it so that I can get ready for my preliminary examinations. Season 2 came. That was COVID. We pushed through. We did that every other week. I went and did my dissertation prospectus or proposal. Season 3 came. That was our longest season, our first sponsored season. And then now we're at season 4. So season 3 ended and I didn't go home for Thanksgiving. I didn't go home for Christmas. And there's a lot of reasons why I didn't do that. Part of it was honestly my health and well-being. One was a financial concern, but also the other concern around that, just being honest and transparent, is I'm being tested right now for sleep apnea and narcolepsy. It's something that I have been dealing with for years in terms of getting good sleep. And I've pushed through it for years and now it is catching up to me. So there have been many times where I've like fallen asleep behind the wheel because I don't get enough rest on a regular basis. And when I have a lot going on and I got to do a lot of travel and I got to drive a lot, it's 8.5 hours to go back to Birmingham. It is a struggle for me. And the week leading up to like Christmas break and all that type of stuff, I had to drive an hour south from West Lafayette to Indianapolis to pick up some AirPods. And I dozed off driving two or three times on the way back. And that terrified me. So I decided I was going to sit down and not travel anywhere. And instead, I spent a lot of time hammering out my dissertation. So that was December. January comes. I have interviews lined up for season four. I actually had started recording some of season four back in December. And I had a few more interviews lined up for January, on January 11th. And I think I had another one on January 21st. January 8th comes. I start getting sick. And people who know me for a long time, they know when I get sick, the first thing that goes on me is my throat. So I thought, okay, it could be a cold. It could be, just a regular sore throat. It could be allergies. Like anytime any of those things happen to me, the first thing that goes out on me is my throat. So I didn't think much of it until I realized it wasn't improving and I was actually getting worse despite all the medicine I was taking. 3 days later, I test positive for COVID. And I ain't gonna lie, it took me down pretty bad. It did not take me down as bad as many other people. Like, I'm grateful I did not have to be hospitalized. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful I'm still here. So I am grateful for all of that. Trust me. But it still was a rough process. I really struggled with my voice for that first month. So there was those two interviews I canceled. I did another two interviews when my voice was on the mend. And when you hear those episodes, you can kind of hear that I'm not at full capacity. So when you hear those episodes, you're like, Ariel's sick. That's what I was recording those episodes as I was on the mend from COVID, or so I thought. So I went through a moment where the fever broke. I wasn't coughing as much. I wasn't as congested. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm clear. My doctor had recommended that I stop all activities, that I stop working, that I stop, schoolwork. And just to be very clear, during this time where I was contagious, I was nowhere near campus. I was nowhere near any in-person activities at all. Everything I was doing was remote. However, my doctor strongly advised that I just completely rest and do nothing and to allow my body to heal. Well, me being the stubborn, overachiever, workaholic, whatever word you want to put in there, person that does not believe that I can take a break or that I deserve a break or whatever, I kept going because I was like, I got to finish my dissertation. Like, this is my final year. I'm scheduled to defend in April. I'm trying to graduate in May, deposit my dissertation in June. We got to be on it. Like, I had an internal deadline of January 10th to finish my dissertation. I finished a draft. I was sick. Didn't realize it was COVID, but was still pushing through to get a complete draft done and gave up when I realized that wasn't possible. I continued to work through January. I continued to work through February. Well, the problem was because I did not allow my body to rest, I now developed inflammation in my chest. So it has not been a whole month. I think the first week of March was the first week of 2022 since January 7th, where I felt close to normal, where I could literally lay in my bed and not be in pain, that I could sit in a couch on a couch and get up and not have pain in my chest because it felt as if I had fractured ribs. And I had talked to a person, a friend of mine, that has fractured ribs, and he told me everything you're describing is someone that has fractured ribs. I couldn't sleep in bed. I couldn't laugh. It hurt me to breathe in deeply. Like, I have been in some form of pain or another for about the past 8 weeks. So that impacted how much I realistically have been able to do. despite the fact that I, you know, was advised to rest. There's so much I was trying to get done for the season, for my dissertation, for other projects that I have in the midst. And then finally, I realized that my body just said no. And we just stopped. I couldn't do it anymore. I literally got to a point where I would try to pull out my laptop and either work on a podcast episode or do something for my dissertation, and my migraines would get so bad I couldn't see, that it pained me to open my eyes, and I just had to sit in the dark in my apartment with nothing on, turn everything off, and be like that for 2 days. And I was like, well, I feel bad because I gotta do this. And you know, it just got to a point that I was like, no. Now, there was something in me, in the back of me, was like feeling bad, but it was like, I can't. So I just accepted that, okay, we might have to push the season back a week or two. But then I get ready to go to my research tour. So for those of you who do not know, I don't do the food truck scholar full time. Like, this is not the only thing I do. I'm not just a grad student. I'm not just a food truck scholar. I also have other jobs. And one of my other jobs is the scholar in residence for the Black Cultural Center at Purdue. And we go on research tours so that students can see the African diasporic experience throughout the United States and beyond. And this year we went to Puerto Rico. It was canceled, obviously, for COVID and, you know, the year prior as well. But we got a chance to go this year. It was an amazing experience. I can't put into words just how beautiful it was. It was tiring. It was exhausting. But it was a beautiful experience. And we had 10, 12-hour days every day. Every single day. And in the midst of that, I'm still trying to do stuff for the show. Or do stuff for my dissertation. There's actually a recording for season 4 premiere that I did while I was in Puerto Rico. And I just like, we're not going to air this one because no matter where I went, I did not have the space needed or the environment needed for the sound to be at least halfway decent. Like, I even went outside by the pool, and then out of nowhere, it started raining. People started talking. It just became a lot. And it was at that moment where I'm talking about my frustrations of just trying to push through with my dissertation and getting the season out. I'm like, I know people are waiting for me, da da da. Where I had to have an honest conversation with my colleagues that I really do respect. And they said, you know, sometimes when things ain't lining up the way you should, that's a sign to pause and to reflect. And this time when it was said to me, I heard it. This time I heard it. And one of my colleagues said something that was very critical. And I heard it again today when I spoke with my nutritionist. They said, do you believe that you are deserving of rest? And the truth is, I don't. Is that I believe that I don't get to be off. I believe that there's always somebody that needs me to do something for them, or that the minute I don't crank out content every single moment of every single day, that the things I want to do aren't going to come to pass because I'm not cranking it out like a machine. And I realize I'm not a machine and I don't have staff. We have attempted to do that before. It hasn't been successful yet. I haven't given up on it. But the reality is that right now, the person that records the interview, edits these interviews, puts them on social media, engages with you on social media, goes to class, teaches classes, grades assignments, mentors students, writes their dissertation, revises their dissertation, builds these companies. All of that is me. All of that is me. Applying for the grants, doing the speaking engagements, doing the travel, all of that is me, on top of having to live a regular life as a human being and take care of myself, which I have not been doing. And I just had to say, you know what? It's going to be late. It's just going to have to be okay. And the people that genuinely do love and care about me, they will be there when that episode comes out. So for those who are listening to this, whether you listen to it when it drops or whenever you do, I want to say thank you for giving me the space to love myself the way I have come to love you all. That's what we're working towards. So yeah, it came out a couple of weeks later than anticipated, but hey, it is still March. The season is still here. And what I am doing is this year, and as we move forward, the goal is to put me first. And I don't care how that sounds. I'm putting myself first. There are a lot of things that I am getting to do this year that I am so excited about. And I'm going to tell you about them in this episode. But I'm not going to be able to do them if I'm dead. And I have been working myself to death. And that's not good. And I can't get mad at my family members who are doing the same thing if I'm doing the exact same thing. So that just has to be different. And I'm more committed to longevity of the brand, but also my well-being in terms of longevity. I have not been at my best health and wellness for a long time now. It wasn't just with COVID. It was before COVID. Like I struggled last semester as well, like last fall. A lot of people didn't know it, but I was really going through it. And we're going to make changes to how I move, both with the Food Truck Scholar, with school, and with everything else on my plate, so that we can do a great job at all of them, but also be kinder to myself, kinder to my body, kinder to my wellness. So let's get into that then. Very first thing on the item, on the item on the agenda, I am not doing 40 episodes in a season. No, that was insane. Yes, I know there are people that put out an episode a week. I know there are people that put out multiple episodes in a week, but your girl ain't gonna be one of them. I'm not. I'm not going to do that. That did not work out well for me. I think overall it did good in terms of getting content out there, getting people's stories out there, and you know, that was great. But for me, the draining process it was for that, the time it takes for me to do that, and trying to do everything else that was on my plate, no. Until we get a team, and even when we get a full-blown team, I don't know if that's something that I personally want to do. And I know I'm not going to do it this season. So we are going back to a bi-weekly schedule that gives me time to breathe and to produce content. In addition to that, we're looking at ways where we can value my time, but also the brand and the community. What does that mean, Ariel? I sat down with a longtime hardcore listener of the podcast a couple of weeks ago. And in that conversation, there was a lot of things that were said that I needed to hear. And one of them being is, you know, rethinking how the podcast is monetized and how the community is built. And they suggested a Patreon or something similar to Patreon. And the first thing I told them was, look, I've been told that before. The problem with that is I don't have the capacity to create the content I'm already doing and then create additional content on top of that. Like, that's not going to happen. And then the suggestion was, well, if you're doing it bi-weekly, why not put one episode a month that is open for everyone? Open access, anyone can listen to it. But then The second episode is on your Patreon or your paid community, your paid members. They listen to that. And I said, you know what? That I can do. That gives me some breathing room to work through that. And that is the model that we're going to have. So starting in April, because right now this is coming out at the end of March, starting April is going to be one episode that is open a month for anyone to listen to, just as it always has been. The second episode, though, will be available only to the paid community. And that is something that is going to keep people engaged. It also provides me the opportunity to get support for the show. So if you ever thought that I would really love to be able to support the Food Truck Scholar, well, this is your opportunity to do just that. Starting in April, we will have the links to the Patreon where you can support, you can get all of that content. And hey, that is your opportunity to support what we're doing. The second thing that I do want to bring up, in addition to how we're changing the show schedule, is my commitment to limiting my engagement on certain things. So I used to get a lot of DMs, a lot of Facebook comments, a lot of text messages about, hey, I think you should get involved with this. Hey, I think you should get involved with that. And, you know, over the years, I had gotten a little better at turning down some of that stuff. But then there were some things I just didn't explicitly address. This time, I'm going to take the time to address it. I am committed to the following things. When it comes down to food trucks, that is amplifying voices that often go unheard in the food truck industry, educating current and aspiring food truck owners, and inspiring you to pursue your dreams, no matter how big or small. If it ain't got nothing to do with that, I'm not going to be there. I also own other brands and companies. So I consult people on how to build podcasts. I consult people on how to monetize podcasts. I consult people on how to build courses. I consult people on how to take an idea and build it into a niche-based platform. So I have those things in the works as well. I don't talk about them a whole lot, but they do definitely exist. And I do have clients that I work with. So if you're listening to this show and you're looking at how you can work with me in that capacity, that is another avenue that we could work together. If it is not about those things, it's not in alignment with what I can offer you at this time. Or better yet, I don't think we would be a good fit at this moment. If it's not about those things, I can't do it. I don't have the capacity to do that. And I would implore you to find someone who better fits the description of what you need, because I can't be it at this time. What else do I want to address? Okay, so I've gotten all of the housekeeping rules in order. I think we talked about that. Oh, there's one other thing. A lot of times I would get DMs on Instagram, especially from people that would ask questions such as, what food truck manufacturers do I recommend? Could I give them a list of places? How much is it going to cost to get a food truck? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? And here's my honest response. Usually when a person tells me how much is it going to cost for a food truck, they're not ready. And they're not ready because that food truck is going to depend upon what you need in that truck, which depends upon your menu. I am not going to always refer you to a specific food truck builder. There's very rare situations where I may do that. But I don't do that often, because it is your job to build a relationship and a rapport with that builder to figure out if that builder is going to be a good fit for you. Okay? I can't do all of that. Now, what I can do is I can sit down and I can create for you a roadmap and a list of questions and ideas that you should be thinking about to prepare you when you sit down and talk to a builder, which I did, by the way. So you can go to my website and you can go through any of the show notes And I have a free checklist that says 7 things you should do if you are looking for a food truck builder. It walks you through everything that you should do. In addition to that, I've written a book that actually functions as a workbook. So this is not just a book for you to read. This is a book for you to read, digest, write down, and take action. It's called Before You Launch a Food Truck, 8 Questions Every Aspiring Food Trucker Should Ask. Because I realized that I got so many people that were DMing me questions that they genuinely didn't know. But it also let me know they was not ready. And I honestly did not have the time to answer everything that hit my inbox. Sometimes I was able to do it. A lot of times it was on my mind to do, and I didn't get a chance to respond. And it wasn't intentional. It was just, I did not have the capacity to sit down and do that. Now, there are people that you can pay and they'll answer all of these questions for you. Like, it's stuff that you can Google and you can look up on your own if you really wanted to. But if you don't want to do that, there are people that you can pay to do that. I personally am not that person simply because right now my time is most needed towards my dissertation, not towards that. So what I did was I wrote a book for you to purchase so that you can start answering those questions for yourself and that I can guide you towards what you need to do, even though you're not talking to me directly. That book is available for purchase at thefoodtruckscholar.com and on Amazon. And we'll soon have it in other outlets as well. But for now, you can purchase it at thefoodtruckscholar.com/shop. And you can go to amazon.com and purchase your copy of Before You Launch a Food Truck. Speaking of that book, we started doing it for March. And I think it may be something that I plan to continue for this next quarter through the end of June. It's for every copy of that book that is purchased, I donate a copy to a nonprofit or to a prison ministry that is serving individuals who are re-entering society from prison and would like to start a food truck. It's no secret. Every time I have a season, and I don't plan it this way, but there's always someone on my show that either has been incarcerated themselves or they employ individuals who have been formerly incarcerated. And so it is something that I want to do to give back. Many of them, like just like anybody getting into the food truck industry, very few people like know what to expect. But many times they have even fewer resources. And so I want to be a blessing to them. I want to be able to support them in that way. So far, we've already donated some books to a few nonprofits in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as to a high school in Memphis, Tennessee that has a culinary arts program for their high schoolers. So that book is now in their library. And we want to continue doing more of that. I want to have copies of this book all across the country because I believe that it could really make an impact and make a difference for a lot of people. So if you would like to donate towards that, you can also email me. We're working on getting that set up on the website where if you just want to make a donation, whether it's $5, $50, $500, $5,000, whatever, that we can have copies shipped directly to where they need to be. And if you are a nonprofit or you know of a nonprofit that could really benefit from this, email me at Ariel, that's A-R-I-E-L, at thefoodtruckscholar.com. I would definitely love to connect with you and to connect with that nonprofit. So now, housekeeping matters have officially been done. All right, so what else is coming? So even though it feels as if I'm doing less with the podcast, there's also so much more that's coming. If you've listened to any interview that I've gotten a chance to do where I sat on the other side of the mic as a guest, I always said that one of my dreams is to have a television show. And when I first started out, my goal was to, you know, try to get Food Network or whatnot. And I'm excited for this opportunity because it's not Food Network, but it's something that for me is meaningful and it's within my niche and it's within my lane. And I get a chance to be a part of a Black-owned network as well. So I am very excited to say that by June 2022, the Food Truck Scholar will be on a TV screen near you. That is as much as I can say right now. But what I can say is that I'm very excited about it. We've been working to put together some material for that. So while I was in Puerto Rico last week, I was doing some filming for that. I'm in the process now of looking at other countries and other cities and states. So yes, I said other countries to be filming in and to bring that material to you. So that's something I'm very, very excited about. And as soon as some more things are squared away, I'll speak more about that at a later time. What I can talk about is this other great thing that I'm so excited about, I'm cheesing real hard about, is I have the distinct pleasure to partner with WFE Consulting to be a moderator for the Food and Business Summit 2022 that is already starting next week, March 28th. We're going to start in Las Vegas, going to end in LA. It's going to be a 6-city tour. Lee Smith, who is the owner of WFE Consulting, and if you don't know that brand, you should. That is the management and mastermind behind some of your favorite and some of your biggest names in the food truck industry on the West Coast. I'm talking about All Flavor No Grease. I'm talking about Billionaire Burger Boys. You haven't heard of Billionaire Burger Boys? I interviewed them on my YouTube channel. We talked about their new show, Burger Truck Brawl, that debuted last summer around August or September. Go check that out and make sure you check out their show on Discovery Plus. What a Pickle. I interviewed the founder of What a Pickle for my YouTube channel. If you haven't caught that, you need to be subscribing to the Food Truck Scholar on YouTube right now so you can catch that. These are folks that get 1 million impressions on social media a day. So it's just absolutely incredible to be moderating talks with them to share with you how they got started with their food truck journey, what were the mistakes they made along the way, what were the good decisions they made along the way, and how they've gone from one food truck to multiple food trucks, or from one food truck to a brick and mortar, or from a brick and mortar to a franchise. Like, so many of you have dreams of going into a brick and mortar or franchising, whether you're franchising the truck or you're franchising the brick and mortar, or maybe you have a dream to sell products online that are shippable. Here are people who have done all of that. Maybe you want a TV show. Here are people who have done that. So it is great to be in the room with these individuals to hear the discussion, but also to network with them. So here's the rundown. This is a 6-week tour starting March 28th and then ending May 3rd. So the first place on the item is going to be Las Vegas. You can find all the information about this on my social media on Instagram. I'm also going to have it in today's show notes as well. After that, you can catch us in Norfolk, Virginia, and that is where I will be. So if you want to see me, you can catch me in Norfolk, Virginia, April 4th through April 5th. Then you can catch me in Houston, April 11th through April 12th. And then finally in Indianapolis from April 25th to April 26th. But in between then, there's going to be an amazing moderator that's going to take over for Vegas, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. So make sure that if you don't catch me in Norfolk, Houston, and Indianapolis, you got plenty of chances to get some incredible information in Vegas, LA, and Atlanta. For those who want to sign up for me, I also have a discount code for you to register. You want to make sure that you register soon. What is the details for that? So it's a Monday, Tuesday situation. On Monday, we have the panel discussion with the Food Truck Titans, All Flavor, No Grease, What a Pickle, Billionaire Burger Boys. But what you really want to don't sleep on is the VIP session on Tuesday. So general admission, you get a chance to be a part of that Monday conversation. You also get a chance to see the vendors that are there, because what we're here to do is not just have a discussion, but we're also here to build an ecosystem. So everything that they have had to be successful, WFE Consulting has done a beautiful job in making sure that we are replicating that in other cities across the country. So whether you need like a business banker, whether you need whatever systems you need, all of that is going to be in place so you can network with those people at your respective city. But that Tuesday, we go into a deeper dive that morning. So that's Breakfast with the Titans. You have the opportunity to sit down with Keith Gary of All Flavor No Grease. You get a chance to sit down with all of these folks and ask them questions one-on-one. So you don't have to wait on me to be the moderator. This is your opportunity to network with these folks and to network with the vendors and our sponsors for this event. Learn all the information you can, get all the resources you can, and build that one-on-one relationship. It's one thing to send in an email or a phone call. It's another thing when you get a chance to meet someone in person. So definitely make sure you do not miss that. If you're going to come to the Food and Business Summit, I strongly encourage that you sign up for VIP. The link to register, whether you're coming to a session I moderate or not, the discount code will work either way, and it will be in today's show notes. I am so excited about that, and I hope I get a chance to see some of you. I love when I get a chance to go out and meet people who've been listening to the show in different cities. So I'm really hoping that I get a chance to meet a lot of you. Now we're starting to do some things in person, and it's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. And it's just going to be an incredible experience that you do not want to miss. Now, what else do we have on my agenda? I promise you, I have written out all of these things because I don't want to miss anything on the list. It's a long list, y'all. Okay. So we got the TV show, we got the food truck tour, we talked about the book, we talked about the changes to the podcast. Oh, one other thing, and this is very important for me. For those of you who have been listening to the Food Truck Scholar podcast for a minute, you know that season one, episode 7, I interviewed a brother in Nashville named Patrick Lanier, the owner of Lip Smacking Creations Food Medic. And he had a very moving story about how he had been in federal prison for 14 and a half years. He comes out and he starts his life over with his food truck. Well, not only was that food truck the vehicle for how he started his life over, but that food truck was also how he's been able to give back to so many people in his community. Like, you can go back and listen to the episode. But since then, when the pandemic hit Nashville and Nashville had multiple tornadoes come through within 2019 and 2020 and even 2021, Patrick was out there with his food truck donating free food, donating toiletries, donating resources to people out of his own pocket when he didn't even have it, to make sure that other people got what they need. Well, between just hard times with the pandemic, not being able to receive federal assistance, he fell on hard times and he needed help. So when I got that phone call at the end of January, I did what I could. So I started a GoFundMe. I started reaching out to people I knew. We worked to get news coverage about it. And I want to say thank you to every single person, whether you listen to the podcast or not. I just want to say thank you to every single person that has donated so far. It has helped to get the new parts that he needed for his truck, because there was new mandates for food trucks that were passed January 1st in Nashville. So we have helped to get him compliant there. We even had a situation that while we was raising money to help take care of the issues he already had, someone stole the generator that he had on his truck. So we was working to take care of that. It's been a lot going on, but I am very grateful to say that we are so close towards the original goal that we had set to help Patrick keep trucking. And I believe that we can close that gap and we can meet that goal. So whether you got $5, $50, $500, $5,000, $5 million, hey, if you got $5 million, come see me. But whatever you got, please, if you would be so kind to donate to Patrick's cause, that would mean a lot to me. We have been doing updates to keep people aware of how the money is being used and how the money is being allocated. And we're due for another update soon. I just finished an interview with Patrick that gives you more background to the story. I'm posting that to my YouTube for people to watch as well so that you can get an idea of where we come from with this. But it's important to me because I say this a lot on social media. I've said this before on different shows. Is I feel like what makes the Food Truck Scholar different in many regards is, yes, it's the fact that I'm working towards a PhD on food trucks, but also the community, and that when I'm talking to folks, it's like I'm talking to like my brother, my sister, my cousin, whatever. And, you know, he's not blood family, but he's family, and he's the Food Truck Scholar family. And so when my brother reached out to me, I honestly didn't get much sleep because I knew he needed help. And in that moment, I didn't know how to fix it. And that bothered me. So I did whatever it was that I could in that moment to just help. And I couldn't have done it on my own. It took people that had bigger influence than I to get this, get the ball rolling on this situation. And I am forever grateful to everybody who have played a role in that. And it's not over with. We still got so much to do. And I believe that we can do it. I truly believe that not only can we meet this goal, but we can exceed it so that all of the equipment he needs is taken care of, and that he can feed his family to help him get up and rolling. I truly believe that we can do that. So if you want to donate, the link is in today's show notes. Please, please, please give what you can. If you don't have anything to give, I understand because I've been there. If you don't have anything to give, all I ask is that you do share the GoFundMe link so that other people can see it. And if they have resources to give, they can give. If they don't, they can share. Or if they know someone that could be of a support for resources, whether it's money or not, all of that is beneficial and helpful. So that is all that I ask, that you take the time to share today's episode so that someone who can support in whatever capacity can do so. But that's really all I have for this season. I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that has been rocking with me and everybody who chooses to continue rocking with me, whether you've been here the whole time or just now. Thank you so much for everything that you have done to support the Food Truck Scholar. I believe that we are on the cusp of things that are even bigger. If you would have told me when I first started the Food Truck Scholar brand in 2018, that 2022, we would really be filming for a show, I'd be like, that'd be dope, but I don't know. And now we have that opportunity. And, you know, now we're going on different food truck tours as a moderator. Like the biggest blessing about doing that tour with WFE Consulting. And this is not my book tour. We have not done a book tour yet. This is a tour that Lee created, and he asked me to be a part of it. And the most amazing and beautiful thing, the God thing about it, is that the people that I now get to interview, these are the people I literally started my PhD program studying. I studied All Flavor No Grease. I studied Billionaire Burger Boys. I studied What a Pickle. You know, like, this is with hundreds of thousands of followers, and I studied them. I followed them on social media all the time. And now I have the opportunity to sit with them and to talk with them. And, you know, in many ways, it's cliche to say it's a dream come true, but it's also one of those moments where it allowed me to feel like, you know what? We on the right path. Because sometimes you don't know if you're on the right path or not, especially when you have some rough days. But It's just this surreal feeling. And to be in a space right now where there are things that I said out of my mouth, there are things I've written down 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, heck, even 1 year ago, and to see them manifest and beginning to manifest, it's a feeling I can't even express to you. I think about it sometimes, I tear up because I'm just grateful for it. And that's why I say that I know that I'm in a space right now where God has allowed me to start to realize the things I've wanted to do. But in order for me to not only manifest those things, but to keep them, I gotta do a better job of how I steward myself, like steward over my body, steward over my wellness, steward over my health, my mental health. And that's important. I'm gonna be honest, as much as I love the food truck scholar, there are some days where I don't have it in me. I'm gonna be honest, because, and I don't say this in a very shady or arrogant way, but I was talking to my nutritionist today, and my therapist has said the same thing. They said, Ariel, you got to understand it. It's okay to be tired. Like, there are grad students that all they do is just grad school and they be struggling. And that is just a fraction of what you do. It's okay to be tired. And slowly but surely, I am starting to accept and believe that. And the only thing that I ask of you is that you also see me as human as well. And to know there are going to be days, not every day I'm going to feel like it. And there are going to be days where I need to take a break. I need to take a pause. I need to take a reset. And in those moments that you keep me lifted, send me some love. If you got time to support and you want to, donate your time, your efforts, or whatever, do that. But even if you don't, I'm gonna do it for myself. All right. Very good. Last tidbit. I say I always forget something, but this is very, 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 very important. We have a partnership this year with Truck Finder. Great app, currently based in Jacksonville, Florida, New Mexico, New York City, and a few other places as well. They have a great initiative about supporting local food trucks. I've always signed off for years now saying buy local, eat local, support your neighborhood food truck, all that type of stuff. So this is an initiative that I can definitely get behind. So I definitely want to make sure that we're supporting their efforts to support local food trucks. So make sure that you're taking the time that if you see a new food truck in your area, stop by and check it out and see them. They've been going through a lot. Like, it hasn't been peaches and cream for a lot of food trucks. There have been many food trucks that have closed during the pandemic. So it is very important that we support our local food trucks. So a link to that initiative will also be in the show notes as well, because I want to make sure that we're supporting the efforts that Truck Finder is doing. So please make sure that you do that. But once again, there's going to be so many things that come out in 2022 and 2023 that I'm so excited for, but I want to make sure that I am in the best position to receive them all. And I still claim and believe that we're going to have a team that can do this. I am not a person that says that I have to do everything, because I don't want to do everything. But the goal is for I just got to be honest, I don't want to do everything. The goal is to bring in people that have a heart for the mission of the Food Truck Scholar and a commitment to do well. And the goal is to bring in resources so that I can pay them well as such. So hey, that's what we're looking for. But in the meantime, if you say, hey Ariel, I don't want money necessarily, but I do want to support you however I can, hit me an email, Ariel, Ariel, at thefoodtruckscholar.com. Like, I'm open to that help. I'm open to that support. But whatever we gotta do, we gotta make sure that we do it well and that I am well in the process. I just wanna say I love each and every one of you. Can't wait to see some of you on the tour. Can't wait until the Food Truck Scholar is on a TV screen near you. Thank you for always rocking with us. Buy local, eat local, support your neighborhood food truck, and I'll talk to you soon. Did you save room for dessert? I may be out of time, but I'm definitely not out of material. Make sure you follow the Food Truck Scholar on all social media platforms, including our YouTube channel, and join the All Things Food Trucks Club on Clubhouse. I can't wait to connect with you. But for now, I'm Ariel D. Smith signing off, reminding you to buy local, eat local, and support your neighborhood food truck. I'll see you next week.